Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ross Grimsley. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ross Grimsley. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter scoops up the ball and tags DeJesu for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Perez moves to second. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive to left field. Kingman throws towards Trillo. Trillo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Trillo. Kingman throws the ball into Trillo, who tags Carter trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Perez scores. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is walked intentionally. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Cash covering, for the out. Blackwell moves to second. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a line drive towards third. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0 for 1 in the game. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimsley moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Grimsley scores. Cash moves to third. It's 2-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine is walked intentionally. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Dawson tags and moves to third. Valentine tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish is walked intentionally. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dawson scores. Valentine moves to third. Parrish moves to second. It's 4-0, Expos. Donnie Moore now pitching. Gene Kline's now playing right field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kline's. Carter reaches second base with a double. Valentine scores. Parrish scores. Cromarty goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline's hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Kline's reaches second base with a double. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kline scores. DeJesu moves to second. It's 7-1, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Cromarty picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cromarty. DeJesus scores. Scott goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Expos. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ross Grimsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Putman pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Ed Putman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Ray Burris pinch runs for Ed Putman. Stan Bonson now pitching. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. Burris moves to third. It's 7-4, Expos. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeJesus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Dave Rader now catching. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perez is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonson covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trillo for the out. Rader moves to second. Two outs. Greg Gross pinch hits for Lynn McLaughlin. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Expos will come to bat. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Unser now playing first base. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kleins strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Scott strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.